Zak de Heilige Mishnah Vaiter, Mesechtes Saita, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Shimshin Halach Acher Einav, Shimshin followed his eyes when he picked his wife. Lefikach Nikru Pelishtim Es Einav. For the Pelishtim wound up poking out his eyes. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yichizu Pelishtim, the Pelishtim grabbed him, V'yinakru Es Einav. What was the story of Shimshin? So really, we discussed it in Masechtas Nazir because we learned about Nazir Shimshin. We'll say it over quickly, Bez Hashem. Who led Klal Yisrael from the times of Yeshua until the times of Shmuel HaNavi? And the answer is the Shoiftim. There were 16 Shoiftim. One of them was Shimshin HaGibar. For 40 years, the Pelishtim made a lot of tzaras for the Yid. And in Tzara, there lived a man and his wife. The man's name was Menoyach. They had no children. And a malach appeared to the mother and said, you're going to have a child. She ran to her husband. Her husband came running also. The malach reappeared. He repeated his instructions that the child is to be a nazir. And Hashem gave Shimshon a tremendous gevura, shalaika derech hateva. He was amazingly strong, even though Chazal say that he limped on both legs. When the Ruach Hashem settled on him, his koyach was so amazingly strong, he was able to take two mountains and to grind them together. You may remember from Pashas Vayechi, when did Yaakov Avinu say l'shiyascha kevisi Hashem, when he saw Shimshon in his Ruach HaKodesh, he thought Shimshon will be Melech HaMashiach. When he saw that Shimshon suffered a difficult fate, ay, Yaakov say l'shiyascha kevisi Hashem. Shimshon never asked for payment, he never asked anyone should serve him. Shimshon married a wife from the Pelishtim. The reason he did that, so really was Lashem Shemayim. He was able to do a lot more destruction to the Pelishtim because of that. But like we see in our Mishnah, there was a Mashu, Shebemashu, something was here that we can't understand. What's considered by Tzadikim a Chait is because they're such big Tzadikim, for us it wouldn't be. But Chazal says, Shimshon Holach Acher Einav. He married Delilah. Delilah was able to trick Shimshon into revealing what gave him his strength. He told her that if they would cut his hair, he would lose the kiddush of Naziris, he would no longer have the kayach. Delilah went, and she revealed the secret. Then she gave him wine, he fell asleep. She shaved off his hair, he didn't chap. And then she cried, Shimshon, the Pelishtim are here! He jumped up, but right away he felt his kayachas was not there. And when the Pelishtim realized this, they jumped on him and tied his hands and feet. They poked out his two eyes. At night, they gathered him, the base dog, and that was their Avodah Zarah. They made a huge party. They took Shimshon, and they put him up to make a mockery out of him between two big poles that held up the stadium. And Shimshon cried out, Zechareni na Hashem. Remember the bracha that Yaakov gave. Give me koyach just one more time. I never asked anyone to do anything for me. I helped my people, Hashem Shemayim. And Shimshon got his strength back one more time. With amazing strength, he pushed the two pillars, and the entire stadium came crashing down. Shimshon killed more of the enemies in that last push than he did with everything that took place the many years beforehand. And for 40 years after Shimshon was killed over here, the Yidden were able to live in peace in Eretz Yisrael, and no one bothered them. Vayter says the Mishnah, Avshalom nizgoya besaroi. Avshalom, who was the son of David HaMelech, was proud of his long hair. Lefikach, therefore, nisla b'sa'aroi. He was hung by his hair. Ulefisha bal eser pilakshe aviv, because Avshalom lived with 10 pilakshim of his father. A pelegish means a woman that he was partially married to. Lefikach nitnu boy eser loin viyais. Therefore, 10 spears were thrown into him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayusoybu asara ne'arim," 10 soldiers, 10 young ones, noisei kli Yoav, who were carrying the armor of Yoav, they surrounded him. Vayaku es Avshalom, vayamisu, they struck Avshalom and killed him. Olafisha gon of shloisha levavis, because he stole 3 hearts, lev aviv, the heart of his father, v'lev bezdin, the heart of Bezdin. The Lev Yisrael in the heart of Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayiganiv Avshalom es Lev Anshe Yisrael." Avshalom stole the hearts of the people of Yisrael. Lefikach nisku ubay shloisha shvatim. Therefore, three like darts were thrown into him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayikach shloisha shvatim bechapoi. He, referring to Yoav, who was David's main general, he took three of these darts in his hand. Vayiskoyim b'lev Avshalom, and he thrust them into Avshalom's heart. Okay, so I'm sure you're all learned, or you're going to learn, say for Shmuel. You'll see the story about Avshalom. So we'll say it bekitzer. Avshalom was the son of David HaMelech. He was tall, he was handsome. Maybe the most handsome person in all of Israel. He also, like Shimshon, was a Nazir. Except he was a different kind of a Nazir. When his hair became very heavy, Chazal were matter him to cut from it every Erev Shabbos, and that hair weighed 200 shkalim be'eben HaMelech. Because Avshalom was so handsome and he had this beautiful hair, he began to think, I am worthy to be king. And he decided he's going to rebel against his father. There's a lot more to the story, but basically, Avshalom had this very fancy wagon, powerful horses, 50 avadim would run before him, and Avshalom, he convinced some of the Zakenim to join him. He's rebelling against his father. And Avshalom was very tricky. Two people came to a din Torah. Avshalom would say to them, you're coming to a din Torah by my father. Where are you from? Oh, you're from Shevet Dan. Why do you give a crutch with your nose? Father doesn't like people from your Shevet. I guess you're going to lose. Now, he would say that to everybody, and somebody lost the din Torah. Those are some of the tricks Avshalom used. He stole people's hearts. And then he declared a rebellion against his father. This could have been the most difficult time in David HaMelech's life when his own son rose up in rebellion against him. Hashem had told David that he needed a kapara for a certain avera. Would you rather have someone from the outside or someone from the inside rebel against you? David picked someone from the inside. That person would have more rachmanis on him. And David told everyone, this is all b'hashgacha pratis. Don't worry, if it's b'sher to be this way, this is the way it has to be. But they said, David, how can Hashem do this to you? He said, am I any different than Yaakov who had to run away from Esav? Or Moshe that had to run to Midian? They had to run alone. I have so many people that are with me. Even people that are around of Shalom, many of them, are really against him. And they're on my side. When they were running away from Avshalom, they met someone by the name of Shimi ben Gera. And he said, good, good that you're running. Tzei, tzei, ish hadamim, man of blood. May Hashem pay you back for what you did to the house of Shaul. He was from Shaul's house. Avisha ben Tzruya wanted to kill him. Avisha was Yoav's brother. And David HaMelech said, no, Hashem amalekal. Hashem told him to curse. If that's what Hashem wanted me to hear now, that's what I hear now. Avshalom actually took over the palace of David. David had to run away. The next day, not listening to his senior advisors, including Achitofel, who always was there for trouble, the son challenged his father in battle. But Hashem was with David. Chayes ran into the camp of Avshalom and ripped into them. Avshalom saw he was losing and he started to run away. He was riding on a mule between the trees in the forest, and suddenly his hair, his long hair, got caught in the branches. The mule kept going, and Avshalom stayed hanging just by his hair. Avshalom would have taken his sword, cut off his hair to save his life. But at that point, the earth split from underneath him, and a huge fire shot out from there. Avshalom said, it's better for me to float here, ben Shemayim v'aretz, to hang this way, not to fall into the fire. A person ran to Yoav and said, Avshalom is hanging. Yoav said, why didn't you kill him? I was scared. David HaMelech told us. He gave us clear instructions not to. I would have paid you a lot of money. You can give me all the money in the world, said this man. David said not to. So Yoav ran to the place, and he saw Avshalom floating, like hanging by his hair, ben Shemayim la'aretz. He struck those three darts into the heart of Avshalom, and the 10 Ne'orim that were with him, with the command of Yoav, they thrust their spears. So he stole the heart of his father. He made believe like he was his father's friend, then he wanted to kill him. He stole the heart of the Sanhedrin. He had asked his father for a letter that he wants to go to Hebron to be Makriv Karbanis, and he showed them the letter. You see, my father said I can pick certain Zakenim to come with me. He kept re-showing the letter to two people and another two people. See, my father said two people should come with me until he had 200 people. They were all Rosh Sanhedrin. And he stole the heart of the people. He traveled with his big, fancy wagon. They should view him as a king. He told them, "Ah, my father doesn't care for you. I will care for you." Chazal tell us David saved his son, Medina Shal Gehenna. When he found out that his son died, he burst into tears.